We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Happy Friday. It is a glorious fall day in Buffalo. The sun is shining. That can only mean one thing. Our hockey insider is back. And dare I say, Darren Dreger, a day early, because I know it's written in the contract that you are supposed to start with us on October the 1st. But we couldn't wait for next week. We had to get you in at the end of September because there is so much going on. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I was so excited to reconnect, Duffer, with you and with Marnie that I had to race out to get a new, got a haircut. Like I'm freshly coiffed for the new season.
Was it before? Did you do the old Craig Button like afro or was it like?
Well, see, that's part of Craig's shtick, right? Like he lets it go all wild and frilly like that. I don't have that level of courage. I would tell you this, if I allowed it, it would go there. It would go there. I keep it more tamed.
Okay. Well, it has been quite the off season for so many teams.
Yeah.
And one in particular still has not quite resolved their main roster. That would be the Dallas Stars. Because of the biggest RFA remaining, and his name would be Jason Robertson. So when we teased our Sabres Live Twitter audience today that you were going to be joining us, the demand for us to address with you right off the bat, Jason Robertson, was right at the top of the list. So what's going on?
Nice. Yeah, well, it's obviously been a real slow-moving process. At times, I would think, frustrating for both sides. You know, Jason Robertson, his agent, Pat Brisson from CAA, and clearly the Dallas Stars. It's been kept amicable. I mean, there's good dialogue between Jim Nill and Brisson. There's clearly a difference of opinion in value, in term, and in money. I believe that the Dallas Stars feel like Jason Robertson needs one more bridge, a short term. And I think the player in this case is like, nah, man, I feel like I've proven myself to this point. Robertson, like every player in the National Hockey League without a contract, wants to be in camp. They don't want to start the season, you know, well behind the eight ball. So, but Dallas dug in, the players dug in, and here we are having this conversation. But it's one of those, because again, how the lines of communication have remained open and respectful, that even though I address it and say it's going slow, would I be surprised if the Dallas Stars announced at some point in the very near future that they've reached agreement with Jason? I wouldn't be surprised because of the talking that continues here. But I know the player was hoping that it would be done long before this.
Well, let me ask you this, Dregs. The Dallas Stars, according to Cap Friendly, have just a little over $6 million on their cap left. Jason Robertson, in my opinion, is going to be more than a $6 million player. So
has to be.
Is there a chance that we're looking at when they finalize their roster and the season starts and then they put Hudobin, whatever that happens there, they maybe save $1 million on that, that we see something happening in the first week just because they're tight with the cap and they can't make anything happen right now?
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense, Marty, although just – you know, for pure comfort from a management ownership perspective, even if you had Robertson signed, again, you know, fans need to understand here that you don't have to comply with the salary cap until the start of the regular season. That's not that far away right now, right?
Yeah.
So they could have got the business done. So it goes beyond that. That speaks again to what I was talking about a minute ago and the gap that must still exist between Robertson and the Dallas Stars. But there are vehicles that Jim Neal and the Stars can employ to make it work. So that's likely what's going to happen. They got to get a deal done first. And, you know, I'm always reminded, Marty, I'm sure you experience this, Ray Ferraro talks about it all the time. And his analogy is when you miss training camp and you miss a chunk or a good piece of the preseason, maybe all of it, it's like you're chasing after the team bus for the first 20 games of the regular season, right? You just can't catch up because you're that far behind, even though these athletes are in supreme condition. So I'm sure Robertson is very aware of that and wants to get it done sooner than later. But again, it feels like one side is going to have to change. And if it comes down to term, where Dallas is insisting on a shorter term or bridge and Robertson wants a longer term, then maybe it does drift longer than I expect.
Does it drift into trade territory?
That would be last resort. I've asked that question of those involved, Duffer, because it seems pretty obvious. And imagine what the return might be for the Dallas Stars if a name like Jason Robertson popped into the market. It's fair for us to talk about it. It's a challenge for me to speculate on it, because I know how important he is to the Dallas Stars. I know how eager they are to keep and build a future, you know, the organization's future around a star player like Jason Robertson. And in talking to Pat Brisson not that long ago, I asked his trade an option and he goes, well, we don't want to go there. And again, as I just said, that would be last resort. I don't think they're at that point yet.
Okay, you talk about trades, and I was listening to all of you insiders on insider trading, and Jacob Chychrun's name is still out there. Now,
I've
come to the realization that it's never going to happen. And either Arizona's asking for too much, or it's just never going to happen. But he's still in the rumor mill, so where are we at with Jacob Chychrun? And is it that Arizona wants way too much in return? The stopping blocks right now.
Yeah, that's the way it is, Marty. You know, and then look, how can you be critical of the Arizona Coyotes? They know that they've got a very good young defenseman who's got a wonderful contract. Now, the contract doesn't really matter to Arizona. They're going to be a bottom feeder, both, you know, financially and probably in the standings as well, just given where they're at one more time.
And with the attendance.
Yeah, well, that for sure. That's a lock. You can count on that. The ask for Jacob Chychrun has always been way, way, way too high. And that's the reason he's still with the Coyotes. And again, we can appreciate why the ask is high. But at one point, it was as many as five pieces, guys. Five pieces, including two first-round draft picks, a second, a good prospect, and another player. I mean, you know, you almost have to dismantle your organization to acquire a piece like that. And with great respect to Chychrun, you're just not doing it for a player of his status. Very good, but come on. I believe that Arizona has softened. And the reason is, you know, nothing came out of the draft. Nothing came out of the offseason. So they've got to soften a little bit. But they haven't softened to a point where there's a deal that's ready to be made. But when I say soften, I feel like, well, according to sources, they've recognized in Arizona they've got to take a contract back or contracts back. You know, there's cap implications that have to be observed here. You know, if it's Edmonton or Toronto or another cap team, they don't want to pay the asking price, but how do they make that work? Yeah. So, you know, now you look at Ottawa, less of an issue from a cap perspective. I'm as skeptical as you guys are in terms of whether it can get done, but I can tell you based on, you know, the report that I presented yesterday on TSN and insider trading, those close to Chychrun think that there's a chance it could happen before the start of the regular season. Well, that's next week, that are 10 days or so. So it's not that far away.
Was there any chance? I mean, obviously Jacob has now been public about his desire to move on based on, you know, how this has all played out. Was there at any point, the potential for reconciliation between these two here? like that the Chychrun would be fine playing it out, because there's still a lot of people that look at the other side of it and say, why doesn't Arizona just keep him based on what he is for the value that his contract is? Yeah,
I get that. But then you look at some of the other moves that Billy Armstrong has made, right? And you could say the same of some of the younger players that have been pushed out. End of the day, Chychrun doesn't have a choice. You know, he's under contract for the next two seasons. So, you know, he's going to remain an Arizona Coyote as long as, you know, Bill Armstrong says so, unless there's a deal that finally, you know, gets him to a point of, okay, we can close on that. And he's a respectful kid too, right? You know, he wants to play. He wants to show the league that he can be a top NHL defenseman. So, you know, it's a challenging one for all parties. But to your point, Duffer, I think of Jake DeBrusk with the Boston Bruins. You know, it wasn't that long ago where Jake was demanding a trade, and Don Sweeney and the Boston Bruins tried to entertain. You know, they talked to how many teams, negotiated on a number of different trade scenarios, and just couldn't get the value in return for Jake DeBrusk. So they didn't make the deal. And then Jake gets a bigger opportunity. There's a coaching change, so maybe he gets more opportunity with Jimmy Montgomery in there now and Bruce Cassidy in Vegas, and the world seems right. So you leave that door open to some degree, but it still feels like a Chychrun trade is more likely.
Okay, injuries around the NHL. Well, actually, I was reminded of injuries around the NHL when I was watching the Miami Dolphins last night and their treatment of their quarterback, Tua, and what happened against the Bills last Sunday and then last night, just awful. But you look around the NHL, Zegras now is sidelined with the big body check he took against Arizona. You got guys like Sean Couturier, Gabriel Landeskog. You got so many names. In Toronto, there's a ton of them. In Montreal, there's a ton of them. Is everybody concerned? Is it catching up to them, the condensed schedule and the pandemic the last 3 years? Like, what's going on with all these injuries around the NHL?
I think it's all of that, right? You know, again, you're talking to a finely tuned athletes here. So they train aggressively all season long. It's not like they step onto the ice for the first time when training camp opens. These players have been skating for the majority of the summer. So, you know, why the oblique strains? Why the hip flexors and the groin pulls and all of that? You know, when you break a bone because you blocked a shot, I mean, that comes with the territory of playing in the National Hockey League. But you know, every time we ask those questions about the rigors of training camp and, you know, is 6-8 preseason games too many? You know, the pushback is always the same. Now, I tweeted about this a short while ago, but how bizarre is the upper body injury for Josh Anderson and the Montreal Canadiens? A spider bite to his finger that I guess became infected to a point where he couldn't play. You know, they had to deal with it. They had to address it. So he's back onto the ice for the first time, you know, through all of training camp because of a spider. So there's nothing you can do about that. That's not a condensed schedule issue.
Doesn't make me feel very good either.
It's gross, man.
I don't particularly love spiders. So, but I will say this, Marty, and you brought it up from the football game last night, and I thought you might be going down this path, so I will continue it. Based on the severity, in all likelihood, of the injury for Tua, but also from what we've seen in the NHL in recent years, and dare I say, the inconsistency of interaction from concussion spotters, how big of a talking point is this going to become immediately for the NHL and its health division, if you will, to have concussion spotters be far more active? And then, as we would expect, the fallout from that.
Yeah.
Somebody determines something, forcing somebody out of the game. This has always been the concern. What is the right time? Is this fair? Yeah. Competitive balance, all the rest of it. All sports should be on high alert after what has been on display with the NFL this week.
Well, is there a more powerful league in the world?
No.
Than the National Football League?
Yeah, soccer. Globally, soccer, I mean, right? Like,
I get it. But, you know, certainly from a North American perspective, you know, but to see it happen against the Bills last week, and to suggest that it was back related, okay, maybe there was a back issue there, But you can see Tua take 2-3 steps, drop,
shake his head a couple of times. Like, you're not shaking your head if your back hurts. Like, you're going like this.
Yeah. And then, you know, so he comes back into that football game remarkably. I guess nobody was shocked. I wasn't shocked. Surprised a little bit. But, you know, then he plays, you see the hit. And it's more, aside from disturbing graphical images of seeing Tua on his back, his hands contorted in the fashion that they were last night, it was the aftermath that is more disturbing. And to listen to the coach of the Miami Dolphins talk about mild concussion, we're thankful. And it was, are you kidding me?
Yes.
I mean, historically speaking, this isn't in the last week. We've known all along that when you suffer back-to-back concussions in a small window of time, the way it appears that Tua has, I mean, you're treading in dangerous waters there in so many different forms. So I hope that that does become an example. And I'm sure that the commissioner's office at the National Hockey League watch that. Hey, Deputy Commissioner Bill Daly might be the biggest Buffalo Bills fan on the face of the earth. Like, he is just loves the Buffalo, or sorry, the Miami Dolphins, right? So, look, they had to have watched that. I'm sure they've heard from media members today to go, okay, you know, when you've got a powerful league like the NFL virtually dismissing what went on with Tua in the last week, inside a week, that's got to raise alarm bells across pro sport, period. Let's hope it does.
Dregs, I was told over the summer that there has been situations, and I'm not, it wasn't in hockey, and, you know, it could be in any different sports or what. I could be in high school and college and whatnot. It wasn't the NHL. But that a player getting his bell rung is removed to the locker room, and before the neutral, like, neurologists or concussion spotter can get to the player, they hide them in the bathroom saying he has to go to the bathroom. He's got stomach issues and he's in the bathroom 10, 15 minutes before he can come out. By the time he comes out, you know, the effects of the concussion or maybe the, you know, the head hit or trauma has diluted a little bit. And then they're like, okay, well, it's not too bad now. You're okay to go back. Like, that is what some of the games that are being played at times behind the scenes that the league has to know.
You're right, but did you guys notice after the game or this morning, the Players Association for the National Football League made a comment publicly to say, hey, like, we're investigating this.
Mm-hmm.
And the for me, and man, this is going to sound old, but the only way the process changes is if the stars of the game come out and say it has to change. Mm-hmm. It has to change. And it felt like we turned the corner when Sidney Crosby went through everything that Sidney Crosby went through, right? Because clearly he handled it, and the people around him and the Pittsburgh Penguins, most importantly, handled Sidney's issue and concussion-related problems the way they needed to, right? Because they were invested in the health of Sidney Crosby. That can't be just one player. That's got to be all players. But that messaging has to come from the stars of every sport and in association with the players groups that represent them, like the NFLPA did last night.
Yeah. I mean, again, concussion spotters, the protocols, how will they change? How more frequent will we be discussing this in game, in all games throughout the course of this season? It's heightened awareness, but hopefully it goes without saying it's for the right reasons, which is player safety. Before we say goodbye, I wanted to bring it back to Jason Robertson just for a minute, because when I asked you about the potential for Dallas to trade him, we didn't ask how many teams you are aware of that have sincerely expressed great interest in this player. I would be shocked if it wasn't 31 other teams, but the floor is yours.
Yeah, and I wish I had a number for you. I'd be on that side. You know, you're being a bit facetious in saying 31, but you're being mindful and respectful of the talent of Jason Robertson. He is that good. How many teams could fit him into their salary cap? You find a way, and the package going out would be significant enough that it would have to include. It's not like the Dallas Stars are rolling over if they're forced to a point where they've got to consider trading Jason Robertson. They're not giving up the fight for a playoff spot, so they'd need some quality players back. But it would be double digits for sure that would express interest.
on that front or any other front? Is Buffalo involved in stuff?
Not yet. You know, I talked to Buffalo Source this morning, and you know, they're real happy with the group that they brought together here in training camp and, you know, getting ready for the regular season. They've got a lot of time for their younger developing players, but rightly so, as you guys have heard, I'm sure on a daily basis, they're also not going to pressure these players or be impatient with any of these young players. So if there's a young forward that we think has a real good chance of making the team, but then shows signs of being not ready, and they've got to go out and fill that void, then that's what they're going to do. But no, no urgent issues. They like the group that they brought together for Buffalo.
Marty, nothing?
Nothing. I'm so loving having Dregs back. I just want to go and give him a big hug. We miss you, Dregs, and we love having you. There you go.
I was leaving the door open for this little parting shot, so I'll deliver it myself. Oh. Congratulations to your boy, Ben Chiarot. Last year was quite a year. I know it didn't end as well in Florida as he would have liked, but the fact that he's paired up with Mo Sider has to make you feel pretty proud right now.
Oh, no question about it. Big things expected for Benny Chiarot this year.
I can only anyway, we'll get to it. Greg, thank you for joining us early today. We'll do it again next week.
You bet. Have a great weekend, guys.
You too. We're back on Sabres Live after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.